Have you ever felt inadequate, incapable of doing what God's called you to do? If so, you're not alone. Today I want to introduce you to a young man who found himself in exactly that situation. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. When Solomon was still quite young, he became the king of Israel. Imagine, you're young, inexperienced, and all of a sudden you're the king. Everybody's looking to you to lead, to guide, to judge. You have the power of life and death over everyone in your kingdom. What a daunting situation for a young person to find themselves in. So God appeared to Solomon one night in a dream and said to him, "Ask me what you want me to give you." Wow. God shows up and makes an offer like that. What do you ask for? This is how Solomon answered the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. "Lord my God, you've made me the king in my father's place, but I'm like a small child. I don't have the wisdom I need to do what I must do. I am your servant here among your chosen people. There are so many that they can't be counted. So I ask you to give me the wisdom to rule and judge them well and to help me know the difference between right and wrong. Without such great wisdom, it would be impossible to rule this great nation." Pretty good ask when you think about it. It turns out that God liked it too, and because Solomon asked for wisdom ahead of wealth, God said in effect, "I'll give you both. You'll have more wisdom than anyone else, and more wealth as well." When we ask God for wisdom before wealth, a funny thing tends to happen with that set of priorities. So often, the material blessings we didn't ask for end up tagging along behind. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is so much wisdom in the Word of God, amen? Whatever situation you find yourself in, whatever challenge, God has the answers you need. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.